So Lakha Sutta, page 323. Absent-mindedness, mutta satcha. Absent-mindedness and forgetfulness, pramada, are basically the same, and so are circumspection and mindfulness. So what we have said about pramada applies equally to absent-mindedness. Absent-mindedness in worldly affairs or in religious life is harmful, while mindfulness in both areas of life is beneficial. It never occurs to some rich people to give alms. They are in for an unhappy future after their death because of their deficiency in dana. Some do not care for morality. They do not observe even the five precepts strictly. They say that they are not yet old and lead an easygoing life. But young people are also mortal, and if they die without sila, they are likely to land in the lower worlds. We should bear in mind the importance of sila, even in the case of young people. Samatha, vipassana and bhavana are foreign to most people, though those who know something about them think that these high dharmas are not meant for their generation. But if they die young, they are bound to miss valuable religious experience. Vipassana is especially important. If a Buddhist does not attain the fruits of vipassana, his profession of the Buddha Dharma has served little purpose. For whereas dana, sila, and samatha are to be found in other religions, vipassana is the exclusive teaching of the Buddha. It is not easy to practice vipassana in the right way. Some have the desire to practice it, but they die with their desire unfulfilled because there is no one to guide them. Some people do not miss the opportunity to meditate. Initially, there may be many things that escape their attention. They should watch such things and remove them. With the development of insight into momentary arising and passing away of all phenomena, their attention becomes very keen and is focused on every phenomenon that arises. There is nothing that escapes their notice. Through such mindfulness, they can finally attain the four stages of the Aryan path. The mindfulness that the yogi gains by watching centers on the sense objects that are emphasized in Satipatthana Sutta, mainly the physical body, feeling, consciousness, and mind, and dhammas. As it is said in the sutta, sabbang abhinyeya, all ought to be known, etc. They refer to all psychophysical phenomena that arise from six senses. It involves directing the mind to what is seen and being mindful of the fact of seeing. And the same may be said of hearing, smelling, etc. The attention is focused on the objects as they arise one after another. If while watching the rising and falling, you hear or smell a thing, you may switch your attention to it. There is nothing that escapes your attention or that you forget. Such especially keen attentiveness emerges with the development of Udayapayayana. The attention falls spontaneously on the objects, just like the birds picking the grains of rice, one after another. A state of consciousness called upatitasati, clear mindfulness. Dupanatta, lack of vipassana insight. One should practice Salaika Dhamma with the object of attaining vipassana insight. Non-Buddhists are devoid of vipassana insight, and so are the Buddhists who do not meditate according to Satipatthana Sutta. Even those who follow the Satipatthana method and do not have it if their object is only to attain samadhi and jhana. Satipatthana and vipassana. Some people hold that what the Satipatthana teaches is not vipassana, but samadhi. since Satipatthana means mindfulness, which is included in Samadhi Kanda. And as such, implicit in Samavayama, right effort, and Samasamadhi, right mindfulness. This view is based on a superficial study of the sutta and overemphasis on the word Satipatthana. In the early part of the sutta, it is said Sampajano, know truly by analysis. And these words surely refer to vipassana insight. The later part of the sutta says, Samudaya Dhamma Nupassi, watching the arising and the cause of dissolution. Samatha Bhavana is not concerned with insight into the arising and passing away and their causes. It requires the yogi to confine his attention to objects that remain stable. The sutta also speaks of anisito cha viharati, the state of being free from craving and belief. Nacha kinji loke upadiyati, detachment from anything in the world. Samatha bhavana has nothing to do with freedom from craving. Belief and non-attachment that are relevant to vipassana. Even the section on samatha that is on in and out breathing, etc., is designed not merely to develop concentration, but to contribute to vipassana insight on the basis of samatha. There is no need to comment on the vipassana section of the sutta. As for the contemplation of feeling, consciousness and mind object, these have nothing to do with samatha jhana. And there is no doubt about their importance in vipassana practice. Not human knowledge. The yogi should know that he is walking when he is walking. This teaching of the Buddha in Satipatthana Sutta may be belittled by ignorant people. To them, the teaching is not in the least remarkable, since the knowledge it refers to is possessed by animals like dogs. To remove such misunderstanding, the commentary explains the statement. And the explanation is not a revision of the Pali text or an addition to it, but an endorsement that accords with the spirit of the Buddha Dhamma. According to the commentary, it is true that even a dog knows that it is moving when it is moving. But to know that one is moving in accordance with Satipatthana Sutta is diametrically opposed to the consciousness of an animal. For animals, as well as common people who are unmindful, do not know that they are moving. At every movement of taking a step, nor do they know the successive steps involved in the process that is caused by the desire to move. A man may be at times momentarily aware of what he is doing, but by and large he is absent-minded and absorbed in thoughts irrelevant to what he is doing. Moreover, his consciousness is bound up with his belief in ego entity. He believes that his body and mind remain the same irrespective of time and place. He cannot overcome this illusion through ordinary awareness that does not make him mindful. Ordinary awareness may even strengthen the ego belief. It has nothing to do with the mindfulness which the Buddha emphasizes in the Satipatthana Sutta. As concentration develops, the yogi who practices mindfulness learns to make a distinction between mind and body. He differentiates the physical elements of solidity. He differentiates the physical element of motion from consciousness. He knows how solidity and motion appear because of the desire to move about. He sees the vanishing of desire and the vanishing of motion at every moment. While walking, he watches and clearly perceives the discontinuity and dissolution in six or more parts at every step he takes. Answers to three questions. This clear insight provides answers to three questions, namely, one, who goes? Is there an ego entity that goes? 2. Whose going is it? Is there the agent who does the going? 3. Why does the going occur? First answer, who goes? Is there an ego entity that goes? 1. There is no ego entity that goes, for obviously it is only a successive arising and passing away of the desire to go and solidity and motion. 2. Whose going is it? Is there the agent who does the going? 2. There is no subject or agent who does the going. 3. There is only the collection of physical elements, namely solidity, motion, etc. There is no agent that causes the going. Anything other than the desire to go and the successive physical elements. Nama rupa paricheda jnana. Thus the yogi who practices constant mindfulness at every moment of walking, etc., develops vipassana insight in accordance with Satipatthana Sutta. Unmindful persons who lack such insight go about with the kind of consciousness characteristic of animals. The distinction between nama and rupa never occurs to them. On the other hand, the mindful yogi distinguishes between the physical elements of rigidity and motion and the watching consciousness at every moment of doing something. The emergence of the insight into nama and rupa depend on constant mindfulness in regard to what one is doing and bodily behavior. This insight is called nama rupa paricheda jnana. An introspection is absolutely essential to its development. It will not do to depend on speculation or reflection for this insight. To hold that there are only nama and rupa, the former comprising 81 types of mundane consciousness, and 52 mental elements, and the latter being composed of 28 physical elements, is a matter of conceptual knowledge. It is not independent inside knowledge. What are 81 types of mundane consciousness? Do they all occur in the mind of an average man? The 9 types of Mahagata Vipaka consciousness are to be found only in Rupavachara and Arupavachara Brahmas. Mahagata Kusala, Kariya consciousness, is the attribute of those who have attained jhana. Even the Kamarachara Kiriya Javana consciousness is to be found only in arahats. Can you really know these types of consciousness that do not exist in your mind? Of the 28 physical elements, one is Iti Bhava Rupa, or female form that belongs only to women. Can men know this physical element from experience? Is the knowledge born of reflection on the unknowable to be regarded as the knowledge of reality? One will have to concede honestly that it is merely the knowledge of names and concepts applied to ultimate realities. Obviously, conceptual knowledge is a far cry from insight into the distinction between nama and rupa, the lowest vipassana insight that is foreign to those who do not practice mindfulness.